The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 30. Care in Speaking of Others. Good Qualities in Others. Cultivate the habit of speaking well of others. Dwell upon the good qualities of those with whom you associate, and see as little as possible of their errors and failings. When tempted to complain of what someone has said or done, praise something in that person's life or character. Cultivate thankfulness. Praise God for His wonderful love in giving Christ to die for us. A Way of Salvation for the Tempted. No one is ever made better by denunciation and recrimination. To tell a tempted soul of his guilt in no way inspires him with a determination to do better. Point the erring, discouraged one to Him who is able to save to the uttermost all who come to Him. Show him what he may become. Tell him that there is in him nothing that recommends him to God, but that Christ died for him that he might be accepted in the Beloved. No haughty or accusing words. Speech is a wonderful talent. How much more will God be glorified with pleasant speech of or in regard to His blood-bought heritage than with fault-finding? Clouds will come. Wicked speech will come from those who are enemies of the truth, to oppress the righteous. But never let haughty and accusing words come from any believers against other believers. Have we not enough of God's tokens and blessings to keep our mouth filled with thanksgiving and praise and glorify Him? Will you be justified in uttering expressions of ill feeling and ill repute against those whom we suppose have erred? Have we never made any mistakes ourselves? Have we never been in the slough of despond? God help us to bear in mind how hard it is when tempted of the devil to have our own brethren step on the side of the devil and try to hurt and destroy. When tempted to speak words of fault-finding, begin to sing, "Praise ye the Lord." Flattery as mind perversion. All flattery should be put away, for it is Satan's work to flatter. Poor, weak, fallen men generally think enough of themselves and need no help in this direction. Flattering your ministers is out of place. It perverts the mind and does not lead to meekness and humility. Yet men and women love to be praised, and it is too frequently the case that ministers love it. Their vanity is gratified by it, but it has proved a curse to many. Reproof is more to be prized than flattery. Unrealized hopes. Flattering words are sweet to the unconsecrated heart, and some who think they are standing firm are dazed, allured, and intoxicated with hopes that will never be realized. A great wrong has been done in this way. All should think and speak modestly of their own capabilities, and should be careful not to encourage pride and self-esteem in others. Commendation, a danger. There are men who are ever talking and gossiping and bearing false witness, who sow the seeds of discord and engender strife. Heaven looks upon this class as Satan's most efficient servants, but the man who is injured is in a far less dangerous position than when fawned upon and extolled for a few of his efforts which appear successful. The commendation of apparent friends is more dangerous than reproach. Every man who praises himself brushes the luster from his best efforts. A truly noble character will not stoop to resent the false accusations of enemies. Every word spoken falls harmless, for it strengthens that which it cannot overthrow. Truth in the heart, truth on the lips. How careful we should be that our words and actions are all in harmony with the sacred truth that God has committed to us. When you are associated together, be guarded in your words. Let your conversation be of such a nature that you will have no need of repentance. If the love of the truth is in your heart, you will talk of the truth. You will talk of the blessed hope that you have in Jesus. If you have love in your heart, you will seek to establish and build up your brother in the most holy faith. If a word is dropped that is detrimental to the character of your friend or brother, do not encourage this evil speaking. It is the work of the enemy. Kindly remind the speaker that the Word of God forbids that kind of conversation.